from the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. As of Sunday, the New Mexico Department of Health reported 104 new confirmed cases of the COVID-19 and 4 additional deaths related to that disease. Here in Southeast New Mexico, 3 confirmed cases of the COVID-19 were reported in Chavez County, bringing their total to 59. Eddy County had 1, their total now at 47. And Lee County had 1, their total at 42. Lincoln County reported 1, and their totals are now at 6. The city of Hobbs is warning its citizens of individuals falsely identifying themselves as employees of the city of Hobbs, mostly from the water department. These imposters then are requesting to enter a resident's home. According to city officials, this is not their protocol. Once the imposters enter residents' home, they test the water, then provide an unauthorized forged report of low quality or contaminated water. If an imposter asks to enter your residence to check your water, don't let them in. Instead, call Hobbs Police. 57-year-old Louis Ramos of Carlsbad, allegedly trafficking illegal narcotics from his residence, was arrested Friday morning by the Pecos Valley Drug Task Force. Task Force agents served Ramos a search warrant at his residence in the 700 block of Monterey. Ramos had already been arrested on a separate trafficking heroin investigation in March of this year. Otero County has made security changes after controversial comments from County Commissioner Coy Griffin at a political rally in Truth or Consequences last month.
Well, I've come to the conclusion that the only good Democrat is a dead Democrat. I don't say that in the physical sense. I say that in the political sense.
I spoke with Commissioner Griffin about those remarks that he made.
You know what? I'd say the same thing over, Tom. I mean, you know, honestly, I said it the other day in a meeting. I said, you know, I'm not gonna resign like they're all crying for me to resign, and I'm not gonna apologize. And the reason why I'm not gonna resign and I'm not gonna apologize is because I didn't say anything wrong. I didn't say it out of a heart that was bent towards violence or towards wishing somebody would die, you know? I mean, that's not why I said that. That's not what drove me to say that statement. So they can go cry a rainbow, and they can go melt, and they can act like the little deranged little progressive liberals that they are.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.